For years, the Carrier Company has been a mainstay of life in Syracuse, New York. It is the city's largest private employer, building air conditioners used around the world. One of the city's most famous landmarks is the Carrier Dome, home to the Syracuse University football and basketball teams. This week, the company announced it is moving its production facilities overseas, mostly to China and Singapore. The loss of some 1,200 factory jobs is expected to be a huge blow to Syracuse's pocketbook and its identity, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
12 medium wings.
Every day just before noon, the Thompson Road Tavern in East Syracuse fills up with workers from the enormous Carrier plant just down the road. It's a dimly lit, well-worn place where patrons come to shoot pool and get their minds off work. But this week, the mood in the place was one of resignation and bitterness.
You give them your all for a lot of years, and then when they're ready to go, they don't care about you. They just close the door, and that's it.
Tom Vanderhoof is sitting on a bar stool, nursing a beer and waiting for his food order. On Monday, he says the plant called workers onto the shop floor and announced it was closing its local production facilities and moving most of the jobs to low-wage countries in Asia. Vanderhoof says the departure of Carrier, which came to Syracuse during the Depression, didn't surprise him, but it galls him anyway. The plant, he says, was one of Carrier's most productive.
They're making money here, but they're just not making enough. Is what it is. They think they can make more money someplace else, so bottom line is that's where they're going to go.
In fact, Carrier says the decision to go to Asia is not just about low wages. While the company did not respond to interview requests, it said in a statement on Monday that it wanted to be closer to its markets. The Syracuse plant makes refrigeration units for cargo ships that sail from Asia. Whatever the reason, the move is bad news for the local economy. Randy Wolken of the Manufacturers Association of Central New York says the city has already lost a lot of manufacturing jobs.
Since the downturn in 2000, we've lost over 10,000 manufacturing jobs, one out of every five. So Carrier's is really a part of a loss pattern that's occurred not only here but across the country.
Carrier says it will keep its research and warehouse divisions in the city, but Wolken says the 1,200 manufacturing jobs that are leaving pay on average $15 an hour, and they'll be tough to replace. Carrier is offering workers who want to be retrained tuition assistance, but many of Carrier's workers are middle-aged or older and are unlikely ever to earn as much money as they make now. Rick Simone is business manager at Local 527 of the Sheet Metal Workers Union, which represents Carrier workers.
The job market here is going to be very, very poor. Most of these people are going to have to be retrained if they want to stay in this area, and I actually think a lot of them will probably be leaving.
Simone says Carrier's departure is likely to be felt keenly by the many suppliers and service companies that do business with the manufacturer and its employees, and that will indirectly cost the region even more jobs. The loss of the plant is certain to register in other ways as well. Carrier, which is owned by United Technologies, is a big donor to local charities.
Okay, listening ears.
Okay. There are places such as the Seymour Magnet School, which serves a largely low-income population of elementary school-age students. On a recent afternoon, Principal Marie Perkins was leading students into a classroom for an after-school program.
We're coming up on door number two. This corner? Okay.
Carrier workers have adopted Perkins School, regularly donating school supplies and clothes, running mentoring programs, and even paying for concerts for students.
Those kinds of effects that you see from everything that Carrier has done from us, that's something it's immeasurable. So, you know, really, they're a part of our school community.
Carrier has said it plans to stay involved with the school, but with a smaller workforce, it may end up shouldering less of a load. Perkins also says the loss of so many jobs can only make the city a less vibrant place.
With the way that the economy has been in central New York, I think that a lot of people have looked to Carrier as kind of, you know, a stronghold. And so to see, you know, one of the last strongholds losing ground, I just think is very, very disheartening for everybody.
But Peter Covius of Syracuse University says nobody should push the panic button yet. He says cities such as Syracuse have lost a lot of jobs and will probably lose even more. And to survive, he says, they need to find new ways to compete.
It's got to serve as a wake-up call. You know what I mean? That it's got to give us the message that basically we got to get our act together, and we have to develop, you know, the the part of our economy and the sectors in our economy that are going to be around, you know, 10, 15 years from now.
That may not be easy, he says, but in a global economy, when even entrenched businesses such as Carrier can easily shift their production overseas, cities can no longer afford to take any jobs for granted. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.